Commission members say the public hearings, all to be held over Zoom, will allow communities to have a voice on how they want the new Senate, Assembly, and Congressional districts to be designed. Commission Chair David Amamura says he wants the public to speak up about potential communities of interest, like church groups or places of employment, that should not be split up into different legislative or congressional districts.
It is absolutely imperative that members of the public make their voices heard. We have one message for all New Yorkers. We need your help. This process will only work if you make your voices heard. We cannot draw lines that respect your communities if we do not know what your communities are.
The call for public input is a departure from previous redistricting commissions, which have operated largely in secret and have been accused of gerrymandering districts to benefit the political party in power. The commission will be eliminating one congressional seat this time. New York fell just 89 people short of keeping all of its current districts in the 2020 census count. The commission will release preliminary district lines in September. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.